Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning begins at midnight tonight and continues until midnight Sunday morning. 41 today, under cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely, tonight 4 above, cloudy, high of 8, tomorrow, snow likely. 4 to 8 inches of snow, tonight through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Mark Brusberg, USDA chief meteorologist, describes the excellent growing conditions going on in the northern areas of Brazil.
The northern producing states, most notably Mato Grosso, which accounts for about a quarter of their soybean crops, is having a tremendous year. They were able to plant early. They've been getting abundant rain. The temperatures have been below normal, and that's a part of Brazil that can heat up if they don't get rain every few days. So they've just been having a fantastic year. So what we're going to have to look at in the months coming up is whether or not the good conditions in Mato Grosso and some of those other northern areas is going to be able to offset some of the losses that the farmers in Paraná might be seeing.
He says there are dry conditions, though, in the state of Paraná and other southern growing areas of Brazil. Well, there is good news for U.S. soybean farmers. New York will soon be the biggest state to require biodiesel to be blended into its heating oil. Recent legislation says that starting in July of next year, petroleum-based heating oil sold in the state will get blended with increasing amounts of biodiesel. Now, the goal of the move is to help New York get its goal of lowering greenhouse gas emissions. Now, biodiesel industry advocates estimate that the fuel will cut New York's annual petroleum diesel consumption by about 200 million gallons every year. All heating oil sold in New York must have at least 5% biodiesel by July 1st, 10% by 2025, and 20% by 2030. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Three people were injured in a mid-morning crash along Adams Road in Topeka Thursday morning. The accident happened around 10:45 a.m. near the westbound on-ramp to I-70. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a southbound 2006 Land Rover turned in front of a northbound 1993 Saturn S series car while trying to enter the interstate on-ramp. According to the KHP, the Land Rover's driver, identified as Diana Lopez, 20 of Topeka, was taken to the hospital. The Saturn's driver, a 19-year-old Topeka man and a passenger, a 19-year-old Topeka woman, were also taken to the hospital with suspected minor injuries. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a Southwest Kansas man on drug charges after a traffic stop in Northeast Kansas. On December 24th, a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop near K31 South exit on Interstate 35. A canine was deployed and illegal narcotics were located. Marcos A. Ortega Juarez, 32 of Garden City, was taken into custody. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
A Kansas man who was ejected and critically injured in a single vehicle rollover crash on December 20th has died. Richard Wilson, 46, of Salina, died of his injuries on Sunday. That's according to Sheriff Roger Soldan. Wilson was driving a 2010 Toyota RAV4 westbound on Granville Road, just west of North Ohio Street, when the vehicle went off the south side of the road and rolled numerous times. Wilson, who was not properly restrained, was ejected from the vehicle. A passenger in the vehicle, Michelle Peterson, 44, of Salina, received lacerations but refused medical treatment. Peterson was properly restrained at the time of the accident. A Topeka man is behind bars after he was caught on a security camera during an overnight burglary and theft. Officers were called to the 300 block of Southeast 21st Street with reports of an overnight burglary to a business that was caught on video. Curtis Kellerman was arrested and booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections for burglary and theft. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A 73-year-old woman has died after a one-vehicle accident in the Nebraska Panhandle region. The Nebraska State Patrol says Lois Hanley of Crawford was pronounced dead at the scene following the rollover accident Wednesday evening. The Omaha World-Herald reports that her husband, Martin Hanley, was taken to a hospital in Scotts Bluff. The crash happened on Nebraska Highway 29 near Mitchell. Investigators say a Ford F-250 pickup driven by Martin Hanley wrecked after a tire blew out. The truck, which was carrying an empty flatbed trailer, left the roadway and rolled into a ditch. Several hundred striking workers at a manufacturing facility owned by Berkshire Hathaway has attracted some high-profile support from U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders, who has been a longtime supporter of labor unions, sent Buffett a letter this week urging the billionaire to intervene in the dispute between Berkshire's Precision Cast Parts Unit and the United Steelworkers Local 40 Union in West Virginia to make sure workers get a fair contract. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
At Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy to buy a trailer.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the right trailer at the right price, come on down to Horse Trailer Sales in Biola. They're making it easy to buy a trailer. Horse trailers, travel equipment, hitches, new and used trailers, and a whole lot more. Not only will you find selection, you'll find Horse Trailer Sales experience saves you more, and their service is the best. Horse Trailer Sales, a friendly and helpful staff of professionals who'll see to it that you get what you want at a price that you can afford, because they make it easy.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Call 545-7292.
Our guest today is Dwayne Isles, one of the trustee members for the Alcove Springs Museum. Dwayne, good to have you on. Why don't you give us a quick little introduction to yourself?
Well, I'm an old Marysville boy myself. I grew up there, and in fact, I remember hiking out to Alcove Springs when I was in the Scouts out there, and we camped out there. I really didn't know much of the history then, but been in and out, owned a drugstore in Blue Rapids for about 30 years, and now I'm just retired.
Give us a quick breakdown of what was your intentions of creating this museum about the trail.
We probably have spent the most of the last 25 years basically just working on the park, which now we're somewhat affiliated with National Park Service, but we have owned this building in Blue Rapids for about, 20 years. And last year, mainly through the efforts of Laura Musil and Connie Nugent, we got it on the Kansas Register of Historic Sites. We had always planned to do something with it, but we really hadn't gotten to it. One of my main motivations was, as I've gotten older, everybody knew in Marysville, was kind of aware of John, Ray Ellenbecker and his father, John, who was a real historian and tried to get Alcove Springs back in the 1930s. beside writing the books, he'd received books from the Arthur Clark Company. It did nothing but history. And when after he passed away, and then when Ray passed away in the early 90s, many of these books all went for sale at an auction. I was fortunate enough to pick it up, and a bunch of them, and I've accumulated a lot of them as we've gone along. So I was kind of looking for a place to put my collection of books so they wouldn't end up just, you know, on a library table for 50 cents a copy. They're kind of rare and hard to find, and so we decided, and we've picked up a few artifacts, so we decided that building should be the Alco Spring office, museum, archives, and then a home for a library. So that's really kind of been the stimulus to do this.
That was Dwayne Isles, one of the trustees to the Alcove Springs Museum. Thank you again for tuning in to our short little snippets here on the news break. You can listen to the full interview tomorrow at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Again, thank you so much for Dwayne Isles stopping by and talking about the wonderful museum that he has created down at the Alcove Springs Park. William Rick Bowes Jr., 72, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday at the Cambridge Place in Marysville. A funeral service will be held this Friday at 2 p.m. at Kinsley's Mortuary. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the service time. A graveside service and burial will be held later at the Sterling Cemetery in Sterling. Arrangements being made by Kinsley's Mortuary for the passing of William Rick Bowes Jr. Jared Allen Haas, 53, of Auburn, Kansas, formerly of Marysville, passed away Monday at the Stormont Vale Hospital in Topeka. Visitation is Sunday, January 2nd, from noon until 9 p.m. at Kinsley's Mortuary in Marysville. Masks are required at visitation and service. A graveside funeral will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, January 3rd, at the Marysville City Cemetery. Arrangements being made by Kinsley's Mortuary for the passing of Jared Allen Haas. Janice K. Williams, 81, of Washington, passed away on Monday at the Overland Park Regional Medical Center in Overland Park. Private family funeral will be held at the Ward Funeral Home, and burial will be held in the Washington City Cemetery for the passing of Janice K. Williams.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning is in effect from early Saturday morning until early Sunday morning. This warning covers much of south-central Iowa, as well as portions of Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and Illinois. Today, temperatures will remain generally seasonal throughout the region, before rapidly cooling down in the overnight hours. As polar air continues further south, we will continue to see extremely cold temperatures across the Midwest. Much of the cold air will remain further north on Friday, before rapidly moving further south over Friday night and into Saturday. For today's forecast, mostly sunny and a high nearing 43. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Snow likely overnight tonight with a low around 5 degrees. Very cold and windy throughout Saturday. Snow showers and a high nearing 7 degrees. North winds between 15 and 20. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Bruna Implement hopes that your home is filled with happiness and good cheer during the holiday season. Bruna Implement in Marysville, Washington and Clay Center sincerely hopes that this happiness and good cheer will fill the new year. At Citizens State Bank in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, it is your goodwill and loyalty that makes their progress possible. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover says thank you and extends their season's greetings along with every good wish for a happy and healthy new year.
Going to Grandma's house for the holidays? Make sure your car, van, or SUV is road ready by having it checked out by the experts at Darren's Repair in Marysville. Here's to a safe and happy holiday season from Darren's Repair.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance has lots of hot-priced furniture, appliances, and TVs in stock, all at hot sale prices, like an Ashley recliner, $299, or an Ashley reclining sofa or love seat, choice of three colors, $488 each, or an Ashley sectional with built-in recliners and cup holder, choice of two colors, regular $1588, now only $999. Yours at Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. All in stock, always free shipping to your door on items over $2.99.
Good, bad, or indifferent, there's no shortage of quips about the new year. We share a few of our favorite nuggets today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 31st, the 365th and final day of the year. Singer John Denver was born on this day in 1943, and in 1879, Thomas Edison gave his first public demonstration of the light bulb. The new year is a reflective time for most people, and we've been compiling some of the more profound thoughts we've heard spoken on the subject. Columnist Bill Vaughn accounts for two of our favorites. Youth, he says, is when you're allowed to stay up on New Year's Eve. Middle age is when you're forced to. Or an optimist stays up to see New Year's Eve in. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old year leaves. And a clever but unattributed line goes like this. A New Year's resolution is something that goes in one year and out the other. There's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Happy New Year from all of us at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas Jayhawks have found a new opponent for Saturday's game after it was postponed due to COVID-19 complications at TCU. The Jayhawks will take on George Mason at 4 o'clock Saturday in Allen Fieldhouse. The American Athletic Conference postponed Wednesday evening's men's basketball matchup between Wichita State and East Carolina due to health and safety protocols within the ECU program. Wichita State will instead open its American Athletic Conference season at home against Memphis on New Year's Day, 11 a.m. on CBS. And due to COVID-19 issues with the North Florida Ospreys, Wednesday night's K-State basketball game had to be canceled as well. K-State Athletics said the game will not be rescheduled, and those who purchase tickets will have refund information emailed to them by the K-State ticket office. The Wildcats will open Big 12 play at Oklahoma at 7 p.m. Saturday, January 1st, and it'll be aired on ESPNU. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we've got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Travis Kelce and Harrison Butker are among the Kansas City Chiefs welcomed back to practice after they were slated on the COVID-19 reserve list. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said in a news conference on Wednesday, all players on the active roster who were on the COVID-19 reserve list last week have been cleared and are back at practice. The only player not to practice was running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who left Sunday's game against Pittsburgh with an injured collarbone. The Chiefs prepare to take on the Bengals at noon Sunday in Cincinnati. NFL coaches are taking precautions beyond the league's COVID-19 protocols to help ensure players are available for games. Several teams are separating quarterbacks, holding virtual meetings, and doing whatever it takes to avoid breakouts of the virus. Other key players have also missed important games in recent weeks. The league and the NFL Players Association revised protocols on Tuesday, reducing isolation time for players who test positive for COVID-19, including unvaccinated players, to 5 days from 10. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Charles Darrow had a great new board game he sold to Parker Brothers, Monopoly. The only problem was Charles didn't invent the game. Rather, it was a lady from Macomb, Illinois, who not only created it, but held a patent on it. So what happened when she went to Parker Brothers? The story is part of our Best of 2021 series on the American Countryside.
Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In 1903, Lizzie McGee of Macomb, Illinois, filed a patent on a board game called The Landlord's Game.
Incidentally, it's the plot of the board game itself and Monopoly itself is really, really similar to our downtown square. The jail used to be in the corner. Now, we don't know that Maggie based that on here, but the coincidence is interesting.
But as Jock Headblade explains, Maggie's Landlord's Game was discovered by a man named Charles Darrow, who saw a hand-created version of the game somewhere.
He discovered this board game, and he went in and dressed it up, based it on Atlantic City, and went and sold it to Parker Brothers. And he called it Monopoly. I don't even think the guy was stealing it from Lizzie. He didn't know any better. It was almost like, you know, there was this just game out there.
Lizzie saw Parker Brothers' new game of Monopoly, which was obviously inspired by her game.
Lizzie had patented it. A few people were able to do that, but she was able to patent that game and prove that she had invented it. So what Parker Brothers did was they struck a deal with her. They gave her $500 for the game, and then they allowed her to then release a couple of other games that nobody's heard of.
As you enter the town of Macomb, you'll see the signs honoring this lady as the inventor of one of the most popular board games ever created.
We're planning on trying to take our downtown square and actually maybe make it the world's largest Monopoly game. But we're working on different ways right now to kind of pay tribute to Elizabeth Maggie. And this is a strong woman that was so, so far ahead of her time and was doing things that women weren't supposed to do that men were doing from the encouragement of her father.
Look for this town to continue to honor Lizzie's piece of history, along with many other interesting stories that have originated here. Traveling the countryside in Macomb, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a farm auction for the Ben Heideman Estate Friday, December 31st. Sale begins at 10:30 at the farm 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Tractors include a 2011 John Deere 7330 with a John Deere 360 loader, 8-foot bucket. It's an extra nice tractor. A John Deere 4240, Trucks in a car include a 2015 Chevy 2500 HD with 52,000 miles, 2017 Chevy Equinox 30,000 miles, 2003 Kenworth with a grain trailer, 2014 Polaris 900 XP. The equipment includes a New Holland Swather, it's diesel, John Deere baler, New Holland big round baler, 12-foot wheel rake, a drill, 9-shank soil saver, 20-foot wing disc, 7-foot shredder, miscellaneous including 500 and 1,000-gallon propane tanks, 500-gallon fuel barrel, portable fuel trailer, and miscellaneous. This farm auction for the Ben Heideman Estate, Friday, December 31st, begins at 10:30, 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
It's not in a horse's nature to be cooped up in a stall all day long. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There's something wrong with a horse that is constantly walking around his stall as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
You can often tell a horse's mood just by watching it in the stall. Horses that are bored or nervous can't be still. They consistently walk circles or pace back and forth to expend energy and calm themselves. This is called stall walking, and it's a hard habit to break. Carrie Williams is the equine extension specialist with Rutgers Equine Science Center in New Jersey. She says constant stall walking is hard on the horse's legs. The hooves may wear unevenly, and it can develop joint and tendon problems from walking very small circles and tight turns. The constant action can also be detrimental to the stall.
If you don't have a concrete floor with mats, they could run ruts in the base of the stall. It doesn't matter how hard the ground is tamped, but if it's not a concrete base, they could destroy the bottoms of the stalls. You can go through an awful lot of bedding that way, because typically with these sorts of horses, you have to strip the stall daily just to put in clean, fresh bedding, and they just destroy it every day.
Once stall walking starts, it's hard to stop. Williams says there are some things you can try to decrease the behavior, such as giving horses toys.
Hang things like milk jugs, or they have, you know, scented apples and things you can hang from the ceiling. Any of those little jolly balls with the handles, something that they could play with. Also providing more hay, something that they can eat instead of chewing on the walls. They will probably stop walking if they actually have something to eat.
If you can, turn the horse out more often so it can exercise and work off pent-up energy. Williams says if all else fails, give it a buddy. Perhaps a goat or miniature horse will calm the animal's nerves and give it somebody to play with. Learn more about quieting a stall walker at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be thou my vision.
Sleeping, love. creatures I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Though I'm only first in my heart, I king of heaven, my treasure.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning. The main dish in downtown Marysville is deeply thankful for their customers and extends best wishes to you and your family for a happy and healthy new year.
Season's greetings from M&R Auto in Frankfort, wishing everyone safe travels this holiday season and into the new year.
As you celebrate the joy of this Christmas season, may your home be filled with light and love, warmth and peace and joy. From B&W Electric in Hanover.
May your home be filled with endless joy this Christmas season and spent with the ones you love the most from Marysville Livestock. Merry Christmas and the warmest of wishes this new year.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance has lots of hot-priced furniture, appliances, and TVs in stock, all at hot sale prices. An LG 70-inch 4K smart TV, only $788. And a Amana dishwasher, $399. 26 cubic foot side-by-side stainless refrigerator with ice and water, now $9.99. Or a 10 cubic foot chest freezer, only $2.99. All in stock and always free shipping to your door on items over $2.99. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Some big bucks to promote food and ag innovation in upstate New York. Up next on Farm to Fork. The clock is ticking for the big buy two, get one free glove promotion at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply. You have to order by this Friday, December 31st. Shop from a huge selection of work glove styles from brands like DeWalt, Carhartt, and more, including Sugar River by Gempler's. And the best part of the deal, there's no limit. For every two pair of gloves you buy, the third pair is free. It's a perfect time to stock up for your farm or business. And for the colder weather, a new pair of insulated gloves is just the ticket. Don't forget, you have to order by this Friday, December 31st. Just go to Gemplers.com/gloves. Select the quantities and styles you want, and when it's time to check out, use the promo code GLOVE. Buy two, get one free. Again, that's Gemplers.com/gloves. And use the promo code GLOVE. Gemplers, family-owned, fiercely independent. Seven Food and Agriculture Company shared $3 million in prize money as winners of the annual Grow New York competition. The $1 million first prize went to a Chicago startup called Everybody Eat, which produces foods designed for people with special dietary needs or preferences. CEO and co-founder Trish Thomas.
60% of U.S. households now are impacted by a special diet, like food allergies, other inflammatory conditions, or a dietary preference. It could be lifestyles-based, like paleo, keto, or values-based, like vegan, kosher. But all of these special diets were now the norm, not the difference, except that the food industry hadn't kept up with them.
Everybody Eat offers snack thins and crisp breads now, but Thomas says the Grow New York money will help them expand faster into such things as dips, salad dressings, and condiments.
We really are going to be able to make it easier for people to eat because we're going to be able to bring the flavors into the market, not just snacks.
Grow New York winners must either have an operational presence or start one in the organization's 22-county region of upstate New York. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
There will be a land auction, 468 acres in southeast Nebraska and Pawnee County, to be sold in three tracts for the Margaret Bookwalter Family Trust on Saturday, January 15th, sale time 10 a.m. in Pawnee City. Tract 1 is a quarter section, 6 miles north and a mile west of Summerfield, and includes 36 acres in row crop, 58 acres warm season grass, 35 acres pasture, and 16 acres CRP. Tract 2 is a short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on Highway 99 and consists of 151 acres grass with 5-strand barbed wire fence. Finally, Tract 3 is another short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on 99 and a mile and a half west on Highway 8. This features 116 acres in row crop with a balance of 35 acres in a watershed. The property includes a building site with an older pole shed and smaller storage sheds. The farm is terraced and boasts a high percentage of Wymore soil. For inspection or details, contact Mark Easter with Easter & Associates at Syracuse. Sale bill and particulars online at goeaster.com. Sale date Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. at the Pawnee City United Methodist Church, State Highway 50 and 9th Street. Again, contact Easter & Associates or go online at goeaster.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the latest quarterly hogs and pigs report. Shows inventory of near 74.2 million head. It is down near 4% from the same time back in 2020. Economist Dr. Steve Meyer with Partners for Production Agriculture says the report shows hog supplies will still be rebounding next year, which makes prices relatively good in the market.
I cannot get very close to them in my models based on fundamental supply and demand. So I think they should be really being pretty aggressive about pricing animals, especially if they can execute a strategy that with call options or something that leaves the top side of this market open to them.
He says right now producers looking at marketing in the new year are wondering about consumer demand as 2021 was a demand-driven market for hogs.
get to where those futures prices are in the summer, we've got to have some strengthening of demand from where it is at the moment. I think it will bounce back some. I think we had some changes of habits and such during the COVID shutdowns that will benefit us in the long run. But that's going to be the key on whether we can get these hogs up bumping $100 like the futures say right now.
He goes on to say that export opportunities in 2022 will see growth in key areas. NPV focuses on their international supply marketing strategy.
We think that exports are going to grow just a bit this year from last year's level, but it's going to be Mexico, Canada, the Philippines, South Korea, Japan, South American countries. It's going to be those that drive the growth. We don't think China is going to be a factor in that at this point.
He goes on to say that there is some optimism ahead and supplies will be larger in the second half of the year for 2022. With good prices on the board, they can lock in some decent profit margins, even with some of the higher costs of production that many farmers may see as the year progresses. Producers can visit the website at porkcheckoff.org for more marketing insights. They can also find some recipes and ways to utilize pork as they try to expand the market continuously here in the U.S. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
On select models, the approved credit warranty is limited.
RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville is here for you with over-the-counter medicines for cold, flu, and allergy season, and prescription drugs for more serious matters. They also offer curbside pickup and delivery services. Don't forget to bring in your new insurance card for the new year with RX Drugstore.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As some areas of the southern and central plains have seen no or little precipitation since mid-October, impacts on crops, pastures, and rangelands continue to grow more adverse. Rod Bain with more.
The mention of extreme weather for this last week of 2021 should also include continuing dryness in parts of the central and southern plains. As USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes,
the central and southern Great Plains remain critically dry, and especially since the big mid-December dust storm.
Very little precipitation in some areas since mid-October. Rippey says this raises concerns about winter wheat.
Left winter wheat in pretty rough shape heading into the middle of the cold season. It's not too late to revive that crop, but certainly winter wheat stands are very uneven.
As well as pasture and rangeland conditions, primarily brown and unhealthy. In addition,
that has led to a number of flash fires. Even on December 27th, we saw a grass fire near Denver burning about 150 acres. It is happening this year due to the dryness and the cured vegetation, the low humidity levels, and the gusty winds that continue across the central and southern Great Plains.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Speaking of forecasts, Matt McLaughlin, who is an economist at USDA, has some early forecast numbers for food prices for 2022 from USDA.
For now, we are forecasting that prices for all food will increase between 2 and 3%. And that food away from home prices will increase 3 to 4%. That's slightly above their historical average of about 2.8%. And that food at home will increase somewhere between 1.5 and 2.5%, centered on its historical average of 2%.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
As Christmas quickly approaches, it's time to start planning and shopping for this season's Christmas gifts. Hometown Lumber and Hardware suggests the Big Green Egg. It would make an excellent family gift that everyone can pitch in for. There are also great accessories to make preparing meals easy and fun. From grilling to roasting, baking to smoking, the Big Green Egg is the way to go this Christmas. Shop local and make a difference. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Should you sell crops and cash the check in December? There are a lot of options, but it also depends on your net income and your tax situation. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Farmers are assessing their net income going into December and deciding if this year is likely to be better than next or vice versa. The numbers will help with year-end tax strategies. Sean Williamson is a CPA with the Fick, Eggemeyer, and Williamson firm in St. Louis, Missouri. He says if you've had a great year, you might accelerate expenses and defer revenue. But don't sit on your December checks, because a check in hand is revenue, regardless if you cash it this month or in January.
You have a check dated December 2nd and it somehow doesn't get deposited until January, the IRS is going to be awfully suspicious that you didn't really have that check in hand until January. The grain elevators, they can say, oh yeah, we mailed that check out November 29th. That could get an IRS agent agitated if they find that you've been holding checks with the purposes of deferring the revenue into the following year.
If you're losing money, Williamson recommends reversing the strategy. In this case, accelerate revenue and defer expenses.
You might say, why would I ever accelerate revenue? Well, you might do that to make a banker happy and also to smooth out your revenue. So if you're losing $100,000 in a given year, if you have the option of moving $50,000 or $60,000 back into December and showing a $40,000, $50,000 loss instead of a $100,000 loss.
He says another reason not to show a huge loss is that losses over $100,000 tend to invite IRS audits. I'm Jody Henke. Find more year-end tax timing tips at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Friday today for the New Year's Eve celebration. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit and kind of slow day in trading. It's been pretty consistent across the board. Corn still lingering, bouncing between the red and the green. The wheat still mostly in the red. Soybeans are mostly positive for the day right now. March corn back down to the red slightly, down a quarter of a cent, sitting at 595 and three quarters. The rest of the futures are in the green for the corn market, with May in the green by a half a cent at 597 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat, they're moving further into the red today, with March KC wheat down by 12 and three quarters at $8 even a bushel right now. Oat market also in the red for March oats, sitting down seven and a quarter at 7.79 and a quarter. Over in the bean market, January beans are mostly higher still, although they've lost a lot of their gains that they've had, up only a quarter right now, sitting at 13.28. Meal has dipped into the red down a buck and a half right now, sitting at 4.12 and 10 cents, with the soybean oil for January up in the green 46 cents, sitting at 56 and 31 cents. So kind of mixed across the board for the soybeans as they get closer to the end of trading. We'll see if they maintain their positive numbers at the close here in just a bit. Cotton market, they've been pretty consistent. Not a lot of movement today, with March cotton down a buck 87 at 112 and 47 cents. Livestock market's been pretty consistent today as well. We have the live cattle for December down by 15 cents right now at 138.90. Some of the later futures are in the green. Feeder cattle for January still up at 87 cents right now at 167.20. And the lean hogs are down by a buck and 7 cents, sitting at 81 and 62 cents. All the later futures there are also in the red. U.S. dollar index today kind of going with the trend of the stock market, a little bit lower right now. The March index is down by 32 cents, sitting at 95.63. We have the 30-year notes in the green slightly at 160, and the 10-year notes up really unchanged, sitting at 130.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy, with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
On select models, the proof credits warranty is available.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
All ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing. Will I be with you, or will I be among the
I stand one
all-time legends of country music. From KMBY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.